The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Beitza Daf Yud. The Gemara, right before the Mishnah on Daf Yud and Aleph, brings down the machloikis by Shammai and by Hillel in reference to Misalkin es ha-trisim b'yomtiv. The trisim are the shutters that are in front of a store, and one used to close them at night, open them during the day, and as Rashi explains, hang various articles of merchandise for sale. Says the Gemara, Beishamay Yomim, Ein Misalkin Es HaTrisim B'Yomtev, Beishil Matirim Af LaHachzir. Beishamay says, it's also to be Misalik, to push away the Trisim, and Beishil permits this, even to close the Trisim, even in a manner that's not letzorich, and that's not necessary, a person can do that. Says the Gemara that the reason Beis Hillel says that it's okay is because of a concept called matirin soifa mishum tchilasai. In many instances, there's a heter to carry out the full length of a certain permissible malacha, even though in the beginning, even though the only part of the malacha that's necessary is the beginning, but because if we wouldn't permit the end of the malacha, we wouldn't be able to do the beginning of the malacha. There's a halachic concept of matirin soifa mishum tchilasa. Now the Gemara here in Beitza gives a few examples of when we enlist in such a heter. The Mordechai, a Rishon in the back of the Gemara in Siman Tov Reish Nun Zayin, he compares this to a malacha that really comes up very often, and that is Tiltal and Yom Tov. The Mordechai says it's mutar l'taltal b'yom tov. A person is allowed to take his machzor to shul on Yom Tov, and he's not only allowed to take the machzor to shul where there's a tzorich, and we know that haitzah is mutar on Yom Tov l'tzorich eichel nefesh or l'tzorich Yom Tov. A person is allowed to take his machzor, and not only is he allowed to take the machzor, he's allowed to return and take the machzor back home, even in the event where he does not have a pressing need for the machzor in his home. But since, says the Mordechai, we see a concept of matir and soifon mishun tchilason. And in this case, if a person were not able to bring the machzor back home, they would hesitate to bring the machzor to shul. And we'll see exactly the classification of this halacha. So therefore, it's mutter to bring it back home, even though going home is not a tzarech oichel nefesh and not tzarech yom tzav. We see that we have the right, says that in the Mordechai it's mevur, that we are allowed to take this halacha and adapt it when authorized by the Peskin. This is not a halacha that's specific to the case of Trisim or the other cases that are brought down in the Gemara, but rather the Mordechai takes the liberty to take this halacha to all of Hilchas Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we find this halacha very often in reference to going to a hospital on Yom Tov. The Shuvas throughout the responsa discuss a person's ability to go back home to carry items or to take items, and we'll see the exact specifications of this halacha, but this halacha may be adapted to other cases. Now, a very important caveat to this halacha is the Magen Avraham and Siman Tov Tzadik Zayin Sif Yud Ches. The Magen Avraham tells us that this halacha of Hatirin Soiv Mishun Tchilason does not apply to an Issa de Oiraisa. It would only apply to an Issa de Rabbanon. And we have to just take notice that in the simple form, the Mordechai that tells us that by machzoirim, carrying on Yom Tov, is mutter, is permitted to go back home, carrying on Yom Tov shloile tzorich is a isur d'oraisa. It could be an isur d'oraisa if it's not a tzorich for Yom Tov. Carrying is also isur d'oraisa, and it seems that the Mordechai is telling us that the halacha of Seif Mishud Chiloson even applies to an Issa Deraisa. Now there are a few terutzim in the Achroinim. One of the main terutzim is brought down in Shut Tevayvarch David, and that is that we know there's a concept which we've learned about, a concept called Hoyel. Hoyel v'iklu orchim. And the concept of Hoyel means that even though the person himself may not have a tzarech to cook before Yom Tov. We know by the Erev Tavshilin we have this concept of hoyel. But since Orchim might come, and a person wants to be prepared, even if it's not likely that it'll come, but a person has the right to be prepared, and that would be considered enough of a tzarech, even though the person themselves do not have the need to cook on Yom Tov. And that's one of the concepts that's enlisted in the heter of Erev Tavshilin, that even though the halacha is that a person with an Erev Tavshilin should do the cooking earlier on in the day, because the basis of the heter of Erev Tavshilin is based upon the fact that a person might have guests, and they're allowed to cook, because maybe guests will come and they'll need the food. And once they're cooking, they can be marv b'shiurim and cook for the entire family as well. But if it's close to Shkia, if it's too close to the next day to Shkia Sachama, there a person should not be cooking because we lose the heter of Hoyel v'iklu orchim. Says the Baruch David that the Mordechai that tells us that you're allowed to carry a machzor, that's really based on the Hoyel. Since there's a concept, it may be somebody else in the street will stop you and need a machzor, or maybe somebody at home might need a machzor. There's a remote possibility, so that turns it into an iser from an iser d'oraisa and makes it into an iser d'rabbanon. According to this, a person should not be carrying a machzor back home from shul close to sunset, because if once a person loses the hoyel, and if a person is going to walk into his house a minute before the end of the day, And no one at home will need the machzor, so then we would lose the concept of hayil, and in that case, the possibility, according to the Vayavarach David, we would lose the concept of hayil, and person would not be able to carry the machzor back home from shul. The Chelkas Yoyov in Simon Chafhei, he has another look at this Mordechai, and he explains. That the reason why the Mordechai says for a davar pashut that a person could take on the machzor, and he doesn't differentiate if it's close to shkia or after shkia or before shkia, he says a person could bring it back, even though conceptually it's an issur d'oraisa, says the Chelkas Yoyov, yes, but the halacha haitzah, the malacha haitzah and yamtiv, even though you're right that it's an issur d'oraisa, but since it's one that's more makel, because we find that Letzarech Yom Tov one is allowed to, and the whole concept of Haitzah and Yom Tov is watered down, there we would say the concept, even without Hoyel, there we would say the concept of Haitirat Seifan Mishum Tchiloson, because we're dealing with a Isser Kal and Yom Tov, which is the Isser of Haitzah, the Isser of carrying on Yom Tov is much more kuladik, and according to the Chelkas Yoyev, it would come out that a person does not have to analyze each situation specifically. A person is allowed to carry Mishum Tchiloson, he's allowed to carry on Yom Tov the machzor back, even if there's no chance that somebody else would need it. But since we are matter on the way there for Tzorech Yom Tov, because a person needs it, or sometimes it's negiyah to Tashlich, a person has to bring a machzor to Tashlich, and they want to be able to bring it back home. Therefore, according to Chelkas Yoyev, a person does not have to calculate if the halachic concept of hoyel does or does not apply, and a person would be allowed to bring the machzor back from Tashlich back home, even if there's no chance that it would be needed, and even though this concept of tchilas mishum soifin is only by nis drabanan, says the Chalkas Yoyev, that's in all Yisurim, but when it comes to Haitzah, that would not be the case. By Haitzah, it's Isser Kal, and therefore the concept of Tchilas Mishum Soifan would apply even by Nisa Deraisa, even when there's no Tzarech at all. Now what is important to note is that till now we were discussing a case where there is the concept of Tchilas Mishum Soifan. In other words, a person would be nervous to bring his machzor to Tashlich, knowing that the machzor is of value, and they would be nervous to leave it there. So that might inhibit the person from bringing the machzor. He might think twice about it. So therefore, there's the heter of soifa mishum tchilosam. However, if there's a case where the concept of soifa mishum tchilosam does not apply, there would not, even with Hayal, there would not be any heter to bring back the machzor. More specifically, if a person, let's say, has, the poskim speak out, that if a person has a locked cabinet and shul, and he can put his machzor in the cabinet, and he's not really nervous that it'll get lost or stolen. He's just more comfortable having it home. He doesn't have to deal with it. It's not geschmack to have to know that the machzor is back in shul. He has to deal with it after Yom Tov, but he's not worried that the machzor will get lost or stolen. Then that would diminish and negate the heter of soifa mishum tchilosam, and a person would not be able to bring back the machzor on Yom Tov. Similarly, says the poskim, let's say we're talking about a talis. So the talis, a person has the option to wear the talis home. Maybe a talis is not so valuable, or if we're talking about svarim that are not valuable, and the person is not nervous that they'll get stolen. That's a tehillim. There's 100 tehillims in shul. The chance of somebody stealing this tehillim is not something that's really concerning. In those cases, there would not be the heter of soifa mishum tchilosam, because we cannot validly say that this person is. If we would not allow them to bring back the machzor, they may think twice about bringing it to shul. That's not true. They may think twice about bringing the talis to shul. That's not true, because the talis is something that won't get stolen, or even if there is a chance it'll get stolen, he has the right. He's allowed to wear the talis home in an oifen of heter. So to take the talis and carry it in one's hand would be a problem, because since they can wear it, you don't have the heter of soifa mishum tchilosam, and therefore it would be usur to carry a talis home from shul. Not only that, there's a question in the later poskim, the Mishnah Sochi and Chelek Beis and Kuflam Ches discusses, and he ends up misupik if a person could give his talis to a katan, which is only in Mishnah Rabbanon, but since there's no heter of soifa mishum tchilosam, he's very noited to say to Paskin that a person cannot even give his talis for a katan to hold and carry back from shul, because since it's shloi l'tzorich and we don't have the concept of soifa mishum tchilosam, even al yidei katan, that would be aser. He does have other tzadim, but it would be kedai to be machmir and not even give something that doesn't have the heter of soifa mishum tchilosam to a katan as well.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.